This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are glad to have in studio our good friend Dave Hart from Roof Max. And Dave has been with us. How long have you been doing shows with everybody now here?
Oh, man, probably a little over a year and a half
It's been great.
Yeah, it's been awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Enjoyed it.
Hey, we're coming up on a year since you've done my house.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
I saw that the other day. I was looking at some emails and everything. Uh-huh. Oh, man, that's been a year. But, man, it's so... It's something, and we'll get into the process here if you haven't heard Dave before here on our show or with John Rush in the afternoons. But it's, man, it is the biggest part of our house, no mm-hmm. doubt, biggest expense.
And it
so
is.
To me, you know, man, when I first met you, I was like, if there's ever a, quote, no-brainer
mm-hmm.
in taking care of your house,
Absolutely.
To me, this would be it.
It really is, yeah, yeah. And you mentioned that the most important part of your house, you have two of them. One's a foundation and the next one's a roof, but it all starts from up top. So keeping that roof in good shape and making sure it's holding up is super important.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So kind of talk, let's say when you go, you know, when people hear you on the show or whatever mm-hmm. and you go out and you talk with them, what are some of the things that are just making people pick up the phone and call you?
Mm, just getting more life out of the roof.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't say everybody, but I'd say half the people I do ask, they're just excited to get some extra life out of their roof. And the big reason would be the cost of roofing nowadays and the cost of insurance claims. I mean, we all pay for those increase in rates. So anything mm-hmm. we can do to keep a roof on, protect it against, you know, Mother Nature, if you will, or add some additional protection to it, then the people are all over that. There's a lot of old roofs out there, and people are nervous that they're going to have to pay, you know, for a new roof because they've either not had hail, which is, there's a lot of places around that haven't had hail in 15, 20 years.
Right.
Or at least have gotten the damaging hail.
Mm-hmm.
So they're thinking they got to replace a roof. And now there's an option to doing that, and it's a whole lot cheaper.
Right. Mm-hmm. Are there certain areas of your territory kind of where you see roofs are in a lot worse shape as a whole? Or
no, it's pretty spread throughout.
Out.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
If you think about it, we have gotten a lot of hail. We haven't had any yet this year,
mm-hmm.
except for way out east. But there are pockets in a hailstorm that will miss a lot of houses, or it'll start dropping hail and then skip a couple miles and drop hail again. So there's a lot of pockets pretty evenly spread throughout the Front Range area that just haven't had hail. Or there are some who have had hail, and for whatever reason, they couldn't replace it at the time. So we're going in and still help them to get more life out of that roof.
Right.
So we've actually done quite a few of those lately.
Right. And, you know, man, when it comes, and, I mean, you get 10, 15 minutes of a terrific hail.
Yeah.
I mean, that could really do a roof in right
it sure
there,
can.
Couldn't it?
Yeah.
Because, man, it's so loud you can't even hear something.
It is, yeah. Yeah. It's very loud. It's very... I don't know what the word is, but it's intimidating.
Yeah.
Kind of a scary thuds types of a sound. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's pretty insane.
Now let's talk a little bit again. I know you go through this every time you're mm-hmm. on, but we get new listeners. I think people hear it, but just to kind of bring the education side of it, because it does take a little bit of educating on this.
Absolutely,
because everybody's just used to getting a new roof.
Exactly,
and we're trying to keep you from that. So
right.
kind of walk us through the process.
So the main process is call me out. We'll come do a free evaluation of the roof. We just look around, make sure everything's in good shape, or look for any potential problems that could either are happening now or could happen in the very near future, and then just kind of communicate with the homeowner what the condition of that roof is in, and provide them with the options based on that condition. Whether it's ideally, you know, we can treat it with the Roof Max treatment and get them a lot more life out of that roof, or we're not going to waste their money and we're going to recommend replacing it. But I would say out of the last 50 roofs I've been on, just even in the last month, one or two of those were probably need to be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it didn't make sense to spend the money on the treatment, I'd rather than put that money towards a roof. But that's very rare. We're treating roofs that are 20, 25 years of age that we're getting at least another 5 years out of that roof now. We'll go back out 5 years and check it, maybe get them another 5 years. out of that. So we just kind of look at the roof, give them the general overall condition, let the customer make the decision of what is the best option for them, mm-hmm. Whether it's a treatment or replacement. But like I said, 95% of the time, if not more, we're treating the roof and getting more life.
All right. And to thinking, man, you know, 3 or 4 hours, mm-hmm. I mean, it's done.
Yeah.
You look at the re-roof deal, and I've heard a lot of people with just horror stories, you know, of getting, you know, they come out and take it all off, and they think that their new shingles are, they've been told they're in stock. Then they go get them. I had one guy call us and, you know, and tell us that they ripped everything off, and then they didn't have the, they were supposed to be delivered that afternoon.
And they couldn't get them.
And they couldn't get them.
Yeah.
It was
that's frustrating. Well, even that, there's always that chance as well. Shouldn't be. I mean, we should be able to keep track of what inventory we have and all that before we get to that point. But even when you do take off a shingle, there's still the unknown of the condition that your wood decking is in. A lot of times on older homes, we have to replace a little bit of wood decking. There's been a few instances in my career where the entire roof deck had to be resheeted because the plywood was so thin and old, it just wasn't supporting anything. Mm-hmm. So you still have those unknowns that could arise.
Right. Have shingles really improved? If you take a 10-year ago shingle to today, much difference?
Big difference.
Okay.
And not for the positive. So I would say it's been about 20 years ago they started making the shingles different with less asphalt than they did 20 years prior. And what that did is basically took a bundle of shingles. If you take a bundle, an average bundle will have 23 shingles to a bundle. You get the same amount of shingles to a bundle now, but you're about 2 inches thinner in that bundle, so it's not as thick. So because you have less asphalt, which the asphalt is the major makeup of your shingle that gives you the waterproofing of the shingle. So when you have less asphalt, they dry out faster. They don't hold the granules on as long. And then they start to crack like our roads do, and it's just downhill from there.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not making them nearly as good. And I think the big reason was cost. The refining process had to change 20 years ago for EPA and all that fun stuff. So you're getting a less quality shingle now by far. Even 10 years ago, it's worse now than it was 10 years ago.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Once again, Dave Hart is our guest. It is Roof Max. And Dave has been kind enough to give us an offer. He was telling me before we came on air here. So here's the number, 303-710-6916, correct?
Correct.
All right. And Dave is going to offer $250 off. You got to call that number. All right. Ask for Dave Hart, 303-710-6916. And Dave's going to give $250 off. And to kind of give a range, I like to be very transparent with our listeners. To kind of give a range, I mean, are we looking like 2,400 to $3,000 for the average?
For the average.
Home? Okay.
Yeah, average is probably 2,300 to 2,600 in that range.
Okay.
And obviously, the bigger, the more, the smaller, the less. But yeah, that's a fair average.
All right. Yeah. So, hey, good chance to save $250. And it is a free consult.
Absolutely.
We call it, I guess, where you come out and check it out.
Yep. Okay.
And, you know, Dave actually, you know, gets up on the roof, looks at all that. And I don't suggest you do that, or, you know, they do not try this at home. Hey, getting on a roof is not a good deal for most of us, so leave that to professionals. And you know, another thing you do when you do the treatment, you kind of do a little bit of repairs and
certainly
checking some things out too. So kind of walk us through some of the other things you do.
So at a minimum, we do, it's called a roof tune-up. And just so you have an idea, if I were to be called out to do just a roof tune-up, and I'll explain what that is in a second, as a normally about a $400 to $500 charge to do just that, and we include that in the full tune-up or the full treatment as well.
Okay.
But basically, what it is, we just anything that's rubber up on the roof. You have rubber gaskets that go over your pipe jacks. We put new rubber gaskets on. We just make sure everything's sealed up nice and tight. So we do a general maintenance on it, repaint everything so it looks nice and pretty, because your roof's gonna basically be new again.
Sure.
New again, might as well look new. And then blow out, you know, the loose debris in your gutters and stuff like that. So we do some general maintenance already to the roof, but there are times we get up on a roof and it might be missing a couple of shingles, might just have a couple of shingles that are torn that we've got to replace. We can do all that as well.
Right.
Yeah, just make sure it's in good shape.
Absolutely. Once again, the number, save $250, 303-710-6916. Be sure you ask for Dave Hart when you call that number. And this is a great thing for those, you know, want to take care of the environment. I mean,
right.
This is a great thing, right?
Yeah.
Because, hey, we're not dumping all those shingles and where they stay there forever.
They don't break down, yeah, they don't break down, yeah. So we are currently, RoofMax, as a nation, if you will, we've got over 300 dealers nationwide now. We are treating over 2 million square feet of roofs a week right now. So those are the roofs that normally people are saying need to be replaced or think they need to replace that we're not having to replace. So those are, I think statistically speaking, the data that we're getting from RoofMax Corporate is 90% of the roofs don't have to be replaced now. Plus, what it does, it provides you extra protection against wind and hail, so you don't have to replace them when you do get those storms. So we're saving an awful lot of roofs every year right now, which that stuff is not going to landfill and sitting there forever.
Sure.
Because there's really not a recycle program for them right now that's cost effective, so they just end up sitting around and hanging out. I mean, there's areas around town I know of that have piles and piles and piles of shingles. Wow. Because they wanted to recycle them 10, 12 years ago, and they haven't done it.
Mm-hmm. And this application is very safe for everybody. I
mean, absolutely.
I hate to just use the term spray, because
right.
It's more than that. But, I mean, it is safe for, you know, for pets,
absolutely.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's a bio-based oil product. And we're actually in the top five, I forget the actual organization that compares it, but we're in the top five of rating of companies that are bio safe.
Okay.
Safe for pets, plants, animals, you know, whatever, for the environment. There's no toxins in it. It's all organic. It's all plant-based. So there's no junk in it at all. Not going to harm you. I get treated all the time. You know, I'll be sure. Treating a roof, and then the wind changes, and I get sprayed, and so there's no rashes, no itches, nothing. So it's very safe for everything. Yeah,
I think this would be a great thing for people that are maybe interested in, maybe they're selling their house or listing
absolutely.
Their house. Man, to have you come out and do it, then they and what do you leave
absolutely.
With the homeowner? I mean, I know the answer because
right,
you did
right.
my house, but what do you leave with the homeowner yeah. to show this has been done and kind of what the value
perfect.
Would be to that prospective buyer?
That's a good question. So as you know, you'll get a certificate for your 5-year warranty. Stating that shingle will perform like or better of a new shingle. But basically, with if you were selling your house, not only would you do the treatment and you get that certificate, but I also do roof certifications. So a lot of times a realtor is going to want something that specifically states that this roof will last 5 years or more, mm-hmm. and I don't charge extra for that if we do the treatment. So you'll get a certificate saying that the roof will also last 5 years or longer, along with the warranty.
Right.
Yeah. So,
yep. And as far as weather, I mean, mm-hmm. man, we got days that are warming up mm-hmm. now, and then all of a sudden we get kind of a cool front. So what are kind of the stipulations on weather when you can apply this?
The roof's got to be dry, and I prefer above 38 degrees.
Okay.
So just about any time.
Yeah. And below 100.
And below,
yeah,
actually,
that helps.
Yeah, I did one this morning. It was already 95 when I got done, and it was hot.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So it's 95 on the ground, but you're looking at about 115, 120 on the roof.
Sure.
But yeah, so as long as it's not freezing, we can do it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Once again, it is RoofMax and Dave Hart. Call 303-710-6916. Mm-hmm. You'll save $250. And just mention, too, that you heard them here on Haystack Help Radio, and we'd appreciate that. So, Dave, great
absolutely.
Information, man.
Absolutely.
We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hi, this is Chris Kane with 303roofer.com. If you're looking to put on a new roof because of hail, give us a call at 303-390-1382. We'll give you a cash price, which means you'll most likely get to keep some of your insurance money instead of giving it to us. It's your money, we know that, and we'll price the work accordingly. So give us a call today, 303-390-1382, or go to our website, 303roofer.com.
Hey, before we get back to the show, I just want to take a minute and say a personal word about Stack Optical. I've been going to Allen for over 10 years, and it's with great confidence that I can say you should trust all of your optical needs to Stack Optical as well. Allen, which you've heard on our show many times, has been taking care of his customers since 1968, and yes, it's still family-owned and operated. So if it's time for your eye exam, I hope you'll call 303-321-1578 and get your eye exam scheduled. And folks, it's only $69. So go check out the great selection of frames. And since Stack Optical has their own on-site lab, you'll have your new glasses in just a couple of days. So for glasses, prescription sunglasses, contacts, and even repairs, go see Stack Optical, 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. The number is 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com. And at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Hey, Dan, you know our jobs are pretty different. I'm a baseball announcer, you're an attorney, and a talk show host.
Yeah, but we do have something in common.
Really? What's that?
Our favorite car dealer, Len Lyle Chevrolet.
Yeah, definitely not your typical dealership.
That's so true, Jack. No high-pressure sales tactics. They respect your time. And when you have two jobs, that's important.
You know, I'd recommend Len Lyle Chevrolet to anyone. And with their low overhead, that means
lower prices. Yeah, we really do have something in common.
Len Lyle Chevrolet. Go east and pay the least. Chevy, find new roads.
For years now, you've heard me talk about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and yes, for almost 20 years, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has been taking care of our pets. From medical, grooming, boarding, and even training, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is your one stop for all of your pets' needs. Not only is their facility state-of-the-art, but now you can download the free Lone Tree Vet app and visit their online store for your pet products and pharmacy needs. You can also have your very own pet portal. Plus, don't forget to read their blogs at LoneTreeVet.com. Do you take your dog on hikes? Check out Hiking the Trail Safely with Your Dog. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Call today 303-708-8050 or check them out, LoneTreeVet.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Glad to have Dave Hart in studio. Roof Max, you've heard about him now for quite a while here on KLZ 560. Dave Hart is with us. So, Dave, thanks again for being here.
Thank you for having me.
All right, let's kind of talk about, here's the way I kind of see you as this, with Roof Max. I mean, when you go out, you're trying to save that person's roof if you can.
Absolutely.
Now, we'll also get into here in a minute. If it does need replaced, you can help them with that. So they're not having to make another call. But here's the thing. If they call a regular roof company, they only do one thing.
99%
and their
of the time.
Mission to come out there is to replace the roof.
Yep.
You go to a surgeon, a lot of them don't mention rehab a lot. Because you know what? They're surgeons. They want to cut on you. Right?
They're going to send you somewhere else.
Yeah. So with you, I mean, you're saying, hey, look, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. If I can save the roof, we're going to do that. And, man, for five years, and sometimes you can even do it again after that 5 years, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's like you're saying, our mission is to save a roof. You know, in my career, I've replaced well over 3,000 roofs. It's messy. It's a pain in the rear. It just takes a lot more effort on everybody's part to replace a roof. And like I said, if it's a service we can provide, aren't going to meet their needs and the roof needs to be replaced, then we're going to tell them we'd rather put that money towards replacing a roof. And so we can do that as well, whether it be residential or commercial. But the big thing is our first goal is to show up to look at a roof is how do we save this roof? That's in our mind. That's our goal is to do that first. And then, if we come back in 5 years when the initial application warranty runs out and they need it again, there's a lot of times we can do it again. We're looking at, I would say 80% of the roofs that we treat right now, we're getting at least 15 more years of life, with a couple applications.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's pretty neat. Yeah.
And you can do commercial or residential.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so we're looking at one right now. It is a residential home. Specifically, it's got a couple of roofs on it already. So by code, I can't put another roof system over the top. But the customer's looking at spending $50,000 to replace it. And it's not a big roof, because it's a very low slope. So we have to do certain types of roofing materials, which are really expensive. But there's an option to go over it with a little bit of foam and then coat that roof for just over half that price and get them another 20-year warranty. So we're not even having to replace, we rip that roof off. And more than likely, we're going to have a lot of decking to replace because it's the original roof is still on the roof, on the roof deck. So when you take that off, it damages a lot of the wood. So we're getting him another 20 years of life out of that roof. That's not a Roof Max product, but that is something else that we can do as well.
Right.
So it's saving him a ton of money, getting him a lot better reflectivity rate on his roof. So it's helping the house stay cooler, saving energy costs, and just peace of mind for 20 more years.
Mm-hmm. And, most homeowners, and I think we've talked about this before, really don't understand what their insurance policy covers for your roof, and you probably had some that looked at you and you said, well, here's what your policy covers and here's what you would owe.
Exactly.
And they're like, you got to be kidding me, because they're probably expecting to pay $2,000 or $3,000, right?
Oh, absolutely. So, I mean, even the deductibles are going up. People aren't, you know, overly aware of what's changing there. You know, they think they have a $1,000 deductible, and then an event happens where you make a claim, and now it's $2,500, $3,000. They're going up to, you know, 0.5% of the value of the home. Some are going to 1%. Some insurance companies are not paying the full actual cash value of the roof anymore if your roof is 10 years old or older. So just a lot of changes in the industry in regards to the insurance companies. So that's why I really enjoy trying to keep a roof alive and on the house as long as we possibly can.
Right.
Just because that's just getting crazy. So, you know, before you're getting paid, you know, an entire amount to replace a $12,000-$15,000 roof, now you may have to come out of pocket with your deductible of, you know, $7,000 or $8,000 to replace it. So it's, things are changing.
Right.
And people just aren't looking at their policies or calling their guys and verifying the coverages and stuff like that. So very important to do that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Once again, Dave Hart is our guest. It is RoofMax. The number to call, ask for Dave. You'll save $250, but only this number can do that. 303-710-6916. It is a free consultation. Dave will come out and take a look and let you know. And in some instances, you said this before, hey, if your schedule allows, I mean, they call you out, they need the work. Sometimes right there.
Sometimes they can do it right then and there.
You can go.
Exactly.
You know, which is cool for everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah, a lot of times I'll take the equipment with me if it's, you know, more than 45 minutes away from my shop. And then that way, if you have the option and I have the time, we can try and do it while we're there. But either way, we'll come back if we have to as well. Not a problem.
Right.
Yeah.
What are you looking at probably for an average roof replacement? Not, I don't care if it's average roof, but just the homes that you see. I mean, what could it run up to now?
Anywhere from $13,000 to $15,000. Last year, that same roof would have been $9,000 to $12,000. So it's jumped up drastically. Yeah.
Wow.
And we typically get 3 to 4 price increases a season. And I had 3 or 4 price increases before this even officially started, and I'm getting one about every 6 weeks right now. So they're going crazy. Yeah. Some of our roof coating materials have come down a little bit, but not much. But I've not seen anything else come backwards at all.
Right.
So it just keeps going up.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Let's kind of explain, once the treatment hits, what's it really doing to the shingle?
Okay. Good question. So when we treat the roof, we spray it on. You know, you've seen guys out spraying, you know, lawns with fertilizers and stuff like that. So it's very much the same process, except I'm doing it on a roof shingle. And so once the treatment is applied to the shingle, it soaks into the shingle, kind of like when you have a sponge in your kitchen sink. It absorbs that water and holds on to it. So this product does the same thing. You spray it on the shingle, and for about a half hour, 40 minutes, it looks like you spilled a bunch of milk on the roof. It's a little white, which is just the oils, and then and that soaks in. Once it soaks in, it can rain, it could snow, you won't lose any product. But then from there, it takes about 3 days for it to fully saturate the shingle, and then make it all the way to the seal strips and reactivate those.
Mm-hmm.
So it soaks in like a sponge. It's pretty neat.
Is there any kind of shingle it doesn't work on?
It has to be asphalt.
Yeah. Okay.
Any kind of an asphalt shingle is not a problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Once again, the number, 303-710-6916. Save $250 and just ask for Dave. And you mentioned, I'm on commercial deals. Man, I can't imagine the savings this could present to a commercial building, depending on the size.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, even on you know, apartment complexes, townhomes, I was bidding a project in Parker a couple weeks ago. It was going to be about $1.2 million to replace the roofs. The shingles were 20 years old, and we went in there for about 16, I think it was around 16%. It was about 85% cheaper, 84% cheaper than replacing the roofs, and looking like they're going to go get those treated now.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking, you know, $1.2 million and having to do a bunch of assessments with the owners of the townhomes themselves to make up that money, because HOA didn't have $1.2 million.
Yeah.
Or we can go in and, you know, for $170,000 and get them a lot more life out of the roof and additional protection, which they had the money available for that. So, and they don't have to do any assessments or anything else like that to raise more money. So it's kind of a win-win for everybody. And then we do the flat roof coatings. So a lot of commercial properties will have what we call black EPDM roofing. So it's a rubber material. That gets hot. It gets really stinking hot. Bad. And those have what's called seams. And we can get the rolls in 20 foot wide, 10 foot wide. And the seams over time start to fail. You start to get leaks. And they could be easily repaired. But then we're going in and doing a coating on top of that. So it's white. It's a white coating, so it's got over 90% reflectivity rate. So saving a ton of money on their electric bills in the summertime. And basically, it's the last one I did was about 60% cheaper than replacing a roof.
Right.
So it's really neat. So our goal, again, is just to try and save a roof, residential, commercial. I don't go in looking at it as a way to try and upsell and replace a roof unless we absolutely have to. Mm-hmm. But I really enjoy trying to save roofs.
No, and that's one thing, you know, we've heard over and over again from customers over this, you know, year and a half you've been with our shows and all this, is, you know, people trust you. And that's what we've told them.
Sure.
Like I say, you did our house, and that's one thing, because I don't know.
Right.
But that's one thing that uh-huh. you know, I love about our sponsors, and I know John Rush the same way. I mean, man, you know, we do business with our sponsors. They've done work in our house, and so yep. it's great to have somebody you can trust, because I don't want to know about my roof, to be honest with
right.
you. You know, I just want to have somebody like you that I can trust
right.
to
exactly.
say, if I need it, great. You know, if I don't, then it's cool to save. And,
yeah.
and man, this day and time with just our money being very yeah. precious to all of us.
Absolutely.
Why spend that when you don't have to?
Absolutely. And I'm actually even hearing rumors. I have not been able to verify them, so again, it's just a rumor. But with it being 2022 and what we dealt with the last 3 years, anything does not surprise me anymore. But I'm hearing there's going to be a shortage of shingles. Not that they're not getting manufactured, but they're having a hard time getting the raw goods to the manufacturer to make mm-hmm. them. So there could be a very tough spot here pretty soon, especially if we do get any hail, which in one aspect we've been very fortunate to not have that right now. But if it happens, we're going to be hard-pressed to get some shingles.
Right. And I don't know, it's what, a couple of days, 3 days probably to redo a roof, you know, if the weather cooperates mm-hmm. and all. But, man, you got all the banging usually on the roof and the mess and
yeah.
the cleanup and the nails in your yard, whatever,
oh, yeah.
from a lot of people. I know you wouldn't leave it that way.
Right.
But, I mean, it's just a hassle. And so, I mean, man, to come out and get this done in 3 or 4 hours.
Tops,
for,
yeah.
you know, just a fraction, 20, yeah. 30% of the cost of a new
Absolutely.
Roof
yep.
and a 5-year warranty.
Mm-hmm.
Written
yeah, it's
warranty.
Like, it's like a new roof. Yeah. It's like a brand new roof again.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. I did one this morning. It was relatively on the small size, but it took me an hour and a half to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good for another 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
Well, give Dave a call. Hey, mm-hmm. don't wait. Now's the time to do it. 303-710-6916. Save $250. Dave's the only guy that can give it to you, so call him. 303-710-6916. Dave, as always, our time goes too quickly, but thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be back with more right after this.
Riding an e-bike will make you feel like a kid again. Just try it. Hi, I'm Randy Kranzi, founder of eBike of Colorado. E-bikes are a fun way to ride around town. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. We have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Come take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
Kurt Rogers with Affordable Interest Mortgage. You've heard me for the last 8 years on KLZ, and today, my senior reverse mortgage manager of over 16 years, David Olson, has important information on reverse mortgages.
Thank you, Kurt. I specialize in reverse mortgages, and as a senior of 75 years and owning a reverse mortgage, we face many precarious financial events. Today, we're facing a 40-year high inflation rate. The words inflation and fixed income are not compatible. How do we protect our financial stability in these difficult times? By having access to an increasing home equity line of credit, where your unused portions grow in value. An income stream for life, just like Social Security. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Just call 720-895-0500. Join me for a free, no-obligation conversation, your table or mine, and learn how a reverse mortgage can help you. That's 720-895-0500. David Olson. Relieve some of your financial stress in these trying times. That's 720-895-0500.
NMLS 298-191, regulated by DORA.
Now's the time to get into the Outdoorsman's Attic. Their summer sale is in full swing. All fishing gear 10 to 50% off. Tents, sleeping bags, and packs save 30%. 30% off all knives, Sitka clothing, 25% off. And if you're in the market for a gun safe, stop by the Outdoorsman's Attic. It's Colorado's largest outdoor consignment store, located at 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan. They've also got live bait, and if you haven't picked up your Colorado fishing or hunting licenses yet, they can help you there as well. If your firearm needs some work, head downstairs and see Scott the gunsmith. If you've got some hunting, fishing, and camping gear you're just not using anymore, stop by and see Billy, and he will explain their consignment program and how you can turn that gear into cash. Outdoor gear, guns, and ammo, all at the Outdoorsman's Attic, 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan.
560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome to Your Health Matters, sponsored by Integrated Health Systems. Traditional medicine has left you frustrated. You've seen doctor after doctor searching for answers, only to feel more confused than ever. Chiropractic neurologist Dr. Shane Stedman, along with his team at Integrated Health Systems, does the detective work you need to identify causes, not just treat your symptoms. Using a team approach to combine functional medicine with neurology, Integrated Health Systems spends the necessary time with each client to find out what's really going on. Thanks to Dr. Stedman and his team, many clients who struggle with debilitating health issues have finally found relief. Now, Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Your Health Matters.
And we'd like to welcome you to Your Health Matters. Again, my name is Scott Watley, and we thank you for starting your week off with us once again. Dr. Perry Maynard joins us today from Integrated Health Systems. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about, and on Dr. Maynard's last show with us, we kind of tapped in on exercise, and he brought up, hey, we could do a segment on that. So I said, let's do that today. And so, in kind of talking about exercise, is our first decision or the first thing that people should just figure out with you, like if you're trying to help coach us in this, so to speak, is what are we trying to accomplish? Is that a good question to ask at first?
I think that's a great question, you know, because you all talk to people and patients all the time, and it's kind of like, well, what do I do? You know, do I do resistance training? Do I do steady state cardio? Am I doing high intensity, right? All of these different things. And I think what I hope to that people take away is that they all play a role in health. Last time, if you remember, I briefly kind of made the comment of, you know, what is called like the centenarian Olympics, which I stole from a Dr. Peter Attia. But I kind of like this idea of like as we get older, of having these certain achievements we want to be able to do physically. So really to break it down, I want us to think of four things of how I look at exercise and what we're striving to do with different forms of exercise, right? So we know that we want our body to be able to produce energy, right? Or we could also call power, right? So one aspect of exercise, and we'll talk about how to tap into these different things, is your ability or how fast can your body produce energy, okay? The second is, how long can one's body maintain production of that energy, right? And this is what we would call capacity, okay? And then the last two is, how much energy or how efficiently can you be with using that energy? And then ultimately, how much energy can I totally produce? So one is, how fast can I make it happen? How long can I make that happen for? How much total energy can I produce? And then how efficient is my body in using that energy, right? And this is life, right? If we think about chronic health conditions like diabetes, heart disease, neurocognitive disorders, things like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, we know that with all of them, there's an aspect where the body starts to fail in its ability to produce and use energy. And when I say energy, what I mean is what's called ATP. So when our body makes energy, it comes in the currency of what's called ATP. Just a fancy scientific word, but I want you to think energy. Okay. So all of our cells are always producing this currency, right, to be able to pay cells to do jobs. And so we really want to start looking at different forms of exercise in order to improve these different physiological aspects. So that's really how I want to start having people look at it, is less of, you know, I just want to, you know, lose weight or this or that. Those are beneficial things, but we should really be thinking of exercise as a way to improve our mind and our body's ability to produce and use energy, because the more efficient we are in that, we know that that's linked with longevity, right? Like I said, mm-hmm. we know that 80%+ of all disease processes have something going on in the failure of the use or the production in energy. So then we look at something like exercise, and it's one of the most powerful, potent tools we have in being able to improve that.
Absolutely. So sometimes the question may be, what is more important in our health, diet or exercise?
You know, I think they're equally as important, just like having an appropriate engine in a car with all the right parts and then having appropriate fuel. You know, a car is not going to run, you know, let's say you have a turbo, and let's just say hypothetically you're wanting to put in, you know, you're supposed to put in premium gas so it runs a little bit more efficiently, whether that's true or not, you know, and you're just putting in maybe like a lower grade fuel, it may run, but it may not run as well, or, you know, do things get gunked up quicker? So I'd say they're both important. I don't know if I'd say one is more important than the other. I'd say I think when people are very metabolically fit and in shape, they can get away with eating worse foods. So I'll give you an example. If you look at like elite level cyclists, like Tour de France cyclists, they're some of the most metabolically fit people on this planet. And honestly, they can probably get away with eating maybe not the best quality of food, because at that point, it's just about pure just getting calories. It's just about fuel coming in and fuel going out. So I think, you know, and I think that's why you find children, right? When we're younger and our machinery works more efficiently, we can get away with those things. But as we age and our machinery becomes less efficient, I think the fuel we put in our body becomes even more important. So I think they're both important equally, but they both do different things. Mm-hmm. And one without the other, you're going to have shortcomings.
Right. Yeah, I read a quote and kind of looking at this morning. It says, one person may think I exercise so I can eat anything I want, or I eat healthy so I don't need to exercise. Two schools of thought there.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. You definitely have those people like, you know, I did a hard workout at the gym so I can get away with having that, you know, that brownie at dessert, which, you know, yeah, maybe once in a blue moon, but that I think is the wrong mindset. Is what we should really be thinking of is our food is what is fueling our exercise and in helping to fuel the recovery, you know. So on the opposite end, you have a lot of individuals who decide to get really into exercise and starve themselves. You know, they may go into this massive calorie deficit, and depending on what your goals are, maybe it's not a terrible thing, but then, you know, like we talked about, the point of exercise is to produce energy efficiently. If you're not giving your body anything to create energy with, how efficient is your exercise going to be in gaining things like lean muscle mass, which is one of the benefits of exercise, or improving endurance, all of these things that hopefully we'll talk about later. So I think you see both of those. You see people who work out really hard, so they think I can eat whatever I want, and then you have the opposite where they work out really hard and they're starving themselves trying to lose weight, and then they don't lose weight or they don't make gains in the gym because they're not doing half of the equation.
Right. Dr. Perry Maynard is our guest. Once again, our show is brought to you by Integrated Health Systems. And we've said many times on the show with you and Dr. Stedman as well, I think it's pretty well documented and proven that exercise helps reduce stress, helps us sleep better, helps improve mental health. So if you just took those three things, then I think everyone listening would raise their hand saying they need those three things to be improved in their life. Exercise could be the simple answer.
It could be. You know, more and more each day and each year, I'm starting to realize how underestimated of a tool exercise is. And I think, you know, what I hope to somewhat clear up today is that, you know, people go to doctors and doctors just say, yeah, go exercise. You know, but what does that mean, and how do people track their success? So I think it's so important, because honestly, it's close to free. You know, you don't necessarily need a expensive gym membership to get a lot of these things done that we're going to talk about. It can help, but it doesn't have to cost a lot of money. What I think people need is the right guidance, and they need goals within it, because so many people get told, go work out, but then they may not see a change, or they don't know what they're trying to look for, so they just are endlessly maybe running and they're not sure, versus being able to have kind of things that we're checking before and after different training things, that have an understanding of, are we building strength, or are we improving our, you know, heart rate, things like that. So I guess maybe what we can chat about is, when I look at exercise, I really break it down into four different ways of thinking of training. And one is, right, strength training, which we may talk a little bit, but the idea of some sort of resistance training, right? Whether this be with bands, whether this be with weights or even body weight, we want, and everyone needs, some sort of strength training within their program, right? Something, we know that as we age, there's what's called sarcopenia, which is a loss of muscle mass. And so we know that keeping on muscle mass as we get older is correlated with longevity or increased lifespan. So we want something, or strength training should be somewhat a part of our weekly regimen, whether that's maybe, you know, two or three times a week. It doesn't have to be all week, but I think strength training is one of the first things that we want to fit in. Okay. The second one is what is called, and people might be familiar with this, is more zone two training, right? And this is really more kind of like that endurance training, right? This is kind of that steady state cardio, where maybe somebody is running, or they're biking, or they're rowing, you know, for 30 to 45 minutes, but they're at a pace where they could have a conversation. They just don't want to because it's kind of uncomfortable, right? Some will say, you know, this is around 70 to 80% of your heart rate maximum. So for some, this might be between like 120 and 150 beats per minute. You know, and that's where it's good to work with someone to figure that out. But we also have that zone two training. And what's really cool about the zone two training, or that steady state cardio, is it works heavily on what are called the mitochondria within the body. So those who have listened to me before might have heard of these before, is mitochondria are the bank of the cell, right? So they're what pays out the money to all the different systems. They're what give energy. So going back to disease processes, we know that in most disease processes, the mitochondria fail. So your ability to pay, right, the currency in your debt to cells becomes inefficient. And so zone two training is probably one of the most researched forms of training that really help to improve that energy efficiency. Mm-hmm. So you can see, we've already talked about two different forms of training that do two different things. One builds muscle mass so that we can stay strong and starve off things like sarcopenia. The other helps to really improve our heart function, but our ability to efficiently produce energy. Okay. The last two are going to be what's called zone five, or this is where that HIIT training comes in, more of that high intensity interval training. So okay. I think a lot of people overdo high intensity training. I think it's beneficial, but I think sometimes it's a little bit too much. But this is working on different forms of energy. Okay. So this is now looking at, you know, closer to maximum output. How much energy can you produce? Okay. Some will also call this what's called like VO2 max training. So this is just working on a different energy system within the body. So we have one that's working at a lower state, but then we have this zone five, which is more of the high intensity training. And I like with people to have this worked in, you know, around kind of maybe once a week. So we'll talk about how frequently I like these things worked into people's week, and we can give kind of an example of the lowest effective dose to try to kind of get results. And then the last aspect I like is what I call just stability. Okay. And what this is just simply individuals being able to move and be stable, right? To be able to stay, have good balance, to be able to stand on one leg, to be able to, you know, from simple standards, just get off the ground without needing assistance, mm-hmm. you know? And when I talk about that centenarian Olympics, it's so individuals can hold their grandchildren at 70, at 80. They can get off the ground. They are less likely to fall. So when I think of stability, I think of those things, is trying to minimize fall risk or being able to lift kiddos over your head, right? All of these other different forms. So those are really, when I think of training, the four different types. So to kind of review, strength training, right? And I like strength training anywhere if people are able to, you know, 2 to 4 times a week, having some form of strength training. And then the zone two or the lower intensity kind of steady state cardio. I like if individuals are able to get, you know, at least twice a week, anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes. Okay. And then the HIIT training, I think sufficient for a lot of people, once again, who are just trying to exercise for longevity. I think once a week can suffice. And then, you know, the way I think of the stability training is sprinkling that in just before all your other workouts. That's where maybe you're doing more core exercises, or you're doing balance exercises, or you're doing calisthenics. That's kind of how I think of stability training, right? It's not that taxing on the body, so it can be sprinkled in throughout the week. So that's kind of a rough outline. And then depending on maybe one of my patient's goals, we might go a little bit more intense in one of those arenas. You know, if a patient is wanting to improve strength or muscle mass, then we're going to focus a little bit more on strength training and a little bit less on these. If one is wanting to train for, you know, a marathon, then maybe we'll back off on the strength and have a little bit more on the zone two. But I think for majority of people, unless they are an elite level athlete that needs to be specialized, everyone needs to be sprinkling in these different forms of training into their week, because they all work on different things, but they're all extremely important in playing a role in helping with longevity.
Sure. If you're just joining us, Dr. Perry Maynard is our guest. It's Integrated Health Systems. Their number, 303-781-5617. Just kind of focusing on exercise today, as Dr. Maynard's doing a great job explaining. Very important to staying healthy. So, Dr. Maynard, as we age, some of us older, I mean, I just turned 64 a week or so ago, and so, I mean, as we age, does it train the type of exercise that we should do, or the length of time, like you were just going, how many minutes a day? Does that change much with age?
I don't really look at it that way. You know, I think you can use the same things. You know, of course, what you might be able to achieve compared to when you are 30 is going to be different, but I don't think just because one is older that they need to work out, you know, any less. I mean, one of my goals is that, an individual, so you have what's called a VO2 max test, which is just a fancy word for really how efficient your body is in using oxygen to create energy, right? So it's an endurance test, right? And one of my goals is that my patients are at the top tier elite level for their age group in a decade before. So you being 64, I would want to try to make you have the endurance of a 50-year-old at the top of their game, right? That's okay. My goal. That's my goal with all the patients is I don't want average. I want to make you above average, because we know when you get above a certain level, it's correlated with more increase in lifespan. So going back to, to simply answer the question, I don't think you do have to, you have to listen to your body, but I don't think that age needs to fully be a determinant of, you do this many minutes versus that. I think that's where I like to have tests to figure it out. So let's go back to the zone two training. If that is effective, a few different metrics I like. One is resting heart rate. So this is something easy everyone can do is first thing in the morning, sit in a position, the same position every morning, and track your heart rate first thing upon waking. And that will give you your resting heart rate. The better endurance one has, usually that equates to a lower heart rate. So let's say your resting heart rate is 70, and then you start doing more zone 2 training, and your resting heart rate is going to now to 65 to 60, you know that you're creating benefits in your heart health. Now, on the opposite end, you can use some of these metrics to know if you're training too hard. So let's say on average your resting heart rate is 70, and you start adding in some of these training regimens, and now every morning your resting heart rate is 80, we know that you're pushing it too hard. So I like to use individual markers, so things like resting heart rate. There's another metric called heart rate variability, and there's all sorts of cool toys that will tell you this. I have one. It's called the Whoop Band, W-H-O-O-P. There's different rings. There's different heart rate monitors. So heart rate variability is another great marker of recovery from exercise. So I like using those metrics to know, are you pushing it too hard or can you push it harder? So instead of just going by someone 65, this is what they should do, Well, let's measure their body and let's see how much they can actually handle, because also we have to remember the point of exercise is to stress the body, to create adaptation. So when I hear individuals doing the same exercise every day that they've been doing for 20 years, yeah, it's great they're moving, but are they creating changes in their body positively? Probably not, because they're not pushing the body. There needs to be a stimulus. So that's why it's really, really important to have this kind of variety, but also to have metrics to know, hey, I got a little bit stronger. You know, maybe I could bench press 10 more pounds than I could 2 months ago, or I could run a little bit faster, or my heart rate's resting a little bit lower. You know, those are all things we really like to look at so we can customize exercise for individuals and give them goals.
Sure. Now, what about time of day? Is our body going to benefit more jumping up in the morning and getting us out of the way, or midday?
You know, what I tell people is the best time of day is when you can get it done. You know, I think you can, you know, people have different opinions of morning versus afternoon versus night. You know, here's a few things I don't like. It's like individuals doing really high-intensity exercise like 2 hours before bed, only because it can keep them up. But honestly, the best time of day is the time of day you can get it done. If that happens to be first thing in the morning, or that happens to be the afternoon, or maybe at 6 o'clock at night, that's really all I care about, is just not doing it right before bed to keep you up. Otherwise, it's whatever your schedule allows, in my opinion.
Right. Now, as far as like if you're getting into the weight training side of things and you hear some people doing arms and chest and then legs on a different day, are you for that defining those two different types of workouts, or is it okay just to go ahead and just work out the whole body a couple of times a week?
Yeah, that's a great question. This could be a whole other episode itself, is just strength training, because all of them work, but they all do, you know, a little bit different thing. So, I mean, when you talk about kind of like isolation, so kind of like bodybuilder-esque, right, where maybe people do like, you know, biceps and back or chest and tries, you know, that you tend to see a little bit more what's called hypertrophy training, which is looking at increasing the size of a muscle versus maybe strength training, which is looking at the ability to create or generate force out of a muscle. So those are different things.
Okay.
So they all can be beneficial. And this is where I think, you know, for individuals who maybe don't have experience, you know, getting a good trainer or getting in touch with someone who really knows these things to figure out, okay, let's figure out how to add in, because sets and reps make a difference. The how long you rest makes a difference. So like, a power lifter is going to have a very different lifting regimen than a bodybuilder, because they're trying to achieve two different goals. One is trying to make their biceps as big as possible. The other one is trying to generate as much force out of it as possible. And the way you train those are a little bit different. So that's where I think, you know, working with either a trainer or someone who knows a little bit more about those things can be really helpful so that you can figure out what are the goals for your body. You know, do you want just, you know, a better looking body? Then, okay, maybe you'll do something like that. Versus if you want to get stronger, you may do a different form of resistance training. So, like I said, that could be a whole other topic that we can talk about as well, but that's kind of what determines how people break up exercise. I think for early on, just getting in and, you know, lifting things that are heavy, you know, and pushing yourself is a good place to start. And then as people start lifting a little bit more, then that's where they can get a little bit more nuanced. Because we know that if an individual has never lifted before, their response to any sort of lifting is going to be really, really good. The problem is in more well-trained individuals who have maybe been lifting for years, that's when you have to get a little bit more nuanced in the type of training because they're going to adapt easier. Versus if you have someone who's barely picked up any weight and you just do any sort of resistance training, they're going to get massive benefit from it.
Absolutely. Last question real quick. I read this and it said this: all the exercise in the world won't help you lose weight if your nutrition is out of whack, is the way the quote read. Is that a true statement?
I think that is it's a good statement. It's like they used to say back in the day, you know, abs are made in the kitchen, you know, some would say, the bodybuilders. I think it is true. I think there's some people who are genetically gifted, and that's not everyone. There's some people who can get away with eating what they want, but for the majority of us, I think that's totally true.
Yeah.
I think if your diet is not, you know, dialed in and you're not working on that, you know, you could exercise all day long, but that doesn't mean you can go to McDonald's and Chick-fil-A and be eating just junk food all the time.
Stop following my truck. You need to stop following my truck here. Going to Chick-fil-A, McDonald's.
Exactly. Don't follow Scott.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Dr. Maynard, hey, man, we appreciate it. Thank you for your time. Great information. And, hey, our next few segments you're on, so we can kind of just follow us up and help people through the summer here stay healthy. So we appreciate it.
Yeah, of course, Scott. Like I said, if we can break all these down deeper if people are interested. So
okay.
I think it's a great topic that a lot of people need.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for your time. That's Dr. Perry Maynard, Integrated Health Systems. Their number 303-781-5617. Always a free consultation.
Call Integrated Health Systems now for a free consultation. 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. To book your consultation online, visit integratedhealthdenver.com. Thank you for listening to Your Health Matters. Be sure to join Dr. Shane Steadman live every Monday at 12:30 p.m. on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.